Romans chapter 8, moving on in more of these wonderful magnificences in his love and grace to us. And let's go ahead and start with verse 14 of Romans chapter 8. I pray this is meaning more and more to us in the reality of who we are in Christ. And the life that lives in us is the only life we have. And it says, therefore, as many as are led, Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are ouios, which means the mature sons of God. And brothers and sisters, I'm thankful to be bold in the Lord. This is us. I thank God. He's making it known. This isn't hidden away somewhere for us not to find. He has made this known. We are of the Spirit and not the flesh. That which is of the Spirit is spirit, and that which of the flesh is flesh. And I thank God that we are led by the Holy Ghost. We are quickened in the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't be here if you weren't led by the Holy Ghost. You wouldn't be here if you weren't quickened in the Holy Ghost. And because, praise God, of this feeding, and we thank the Lord, it is by His Spirit once again. And I'm talking about the feeding that we know that the Holy Ghost does. He takes all the things of Christ. Amen? 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 He takes all the things of Christ and He shows them unto you. He makes them yours. He lets you know that they're yours. And that's the feeding that we have. And that's called Paul's gospel. And that's why, praise His name, we are, they are, the mature sons of God. And by the grace of God, by the grace of God, we're not going to return into a yoke of bondage. We're not going to. That was the Galatian saints. That's what they did. That's why it was said to them, who hath bewitched you? And as Paul said, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Did you see? Again, how it's not just confused. It's insanity for a Christian. You go on in the Spirit because that's what you are. You're of the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And that's why we don't need to do that, because we're not that. Having begun in the Spirit, we go on in the Spirit because it's all the Spirit. Praise His name. Now, because of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we can be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Just because we're filled, it does not mean we're full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm talking about full of the Holy Ghost, which evidences itself in all grace. Full of the Holy Ghost evidences itself in perfect love. And perfect love, what does it do? It casts out all fear. Praise the Lord. So that's why you can read verse 15 and understand about this perfect love that we cry out with, because it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Thank you, Jesus. We're not of that flesh. Hallelujah. We're of the Spirit, free indeed. Amen. The liberty in Christ. So we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. You talk about perfect love. We're born of God, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The thanksgiving that we give to God, the thank you to the Father for what? For grace. And as this whole thing started out, because we haven't received the spirit of fear, there is therefore now no condemnation. When there's no condemnation, there's no fear. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for it. Rejoice in who you are in Christ. Because it doesn't matter what you think. I thank God. I want the mind of Christ. That's what thinks. That's the truth. And so we are grateful to God that we don't fear because there's no condemnation. And we thank the Lord for the purpose and the power of the Holy Ghost. And that moves us on to verse 16. So let's go ahead and read that. And as we read verse 16, always read continually verse 17 with it. The Holy Ghost, or the Spirit, and that's the Holy Ghost it's speaking of there. The Holy Ghost, or the Spirit, itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, and, or moreover now, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer together with him, that we may be also glorified together. How glorious that is. So what this is saying is the Holy Ghost bears witness with our spirit, Christ in us. Praise the Lord. So we have this witness, or this sufficient witness, the power of his might and the life of Jesus Christ. They witness together, they give sufficient witness together that we are children, and not just children, but we're heirs. Isn't that beautiful? And see, as you begin to grow in this, you'll understand it's the Holy Ghost that does it, because he takes the things of Christ and he shows them unto you. He shows and he makes it known, brothers and sisters, and he gives us witness. This is so glorious that he tells us and shows us and reveals to us how rich we are. Praise God. See, the Holy Ghost is the one that convinces your heart and shows you you're not a servant. You're a king. You're for reigning. Praise the Lord. And that's why even the disciples, they couldn't understand it, and Jesus had to stop them. And he said, now listen here. I don't call you servants. I call you my friends. They're still a little confused with that one. But then he told them too. He said, now honey, you're going to reign on 12 thrones. It gives me chills. But see, they couldn't understand that, could they? Not now. But he said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, this Holy Ghost, is come, oh, he's going to lead you into all truth. He's going to lead you into the riches of what I have for you. Praise God. Oh, yes, this is what he's talking about. So the Holy Ghost teaches us and tells us how rich we are, because the Holy Ghost is all about reigning. That's what the Holy Ghost is about. See, Rebecca, praise God, was taken to be the wife, praise God, of the master's son who had it all. It was all about the reigning, praise his name, the sharing of the Lord in his desire and his pleasure to share everything with us. That's what the Holy Ghost testifies to the Spirit of Christ in you. That witnessing together, see how beautiful that is? It's the Trinity in full power here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I thank God how this happens. It's by his Spirit. This is spiritual. Yes, it is. And that's why this is so glorious. The spiritual live by faith. So, the Holy Ghost bears witness, brothers and sisters, that we are children and heirs. What begins to happen in our lives as the Holy Ghost testifies to us is we understand we have a rightful portion with the Father, don't we? We're now the sons of God. We're not waiting to be. We're the sons. Hallelujah. We know, even from the story of the prodigal, we're not going back even in rebellion to being some type of a servant in the kingdom. Everything's waiting for us, the ring, the robe, the kiss, the feast. Praise the Lord. That's just who you are in Christ. That's what God, in his foreknowledge, gave to you, circled out for you. Before time, before creation, that's you and him. Praise the Lord. Just thank him. It is. It's beyond, but that's who God is. That's who God should be. I thank the Lord. He's even more than I ever thought. Praise his name. But see, not only do we realize that we have a rightful portion from the Father, but as we grow in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, as we go on with that Holy Ghost, we begin to even take more. The Holy Ghost bears witness with Christ in us that we are joint heirs together with Christ Jesus. that we are as a husband and wife with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost even has us to cry out, praise God, that we are his wife. And we cry out together with the Holy Ghost and thank the Lord that we do suffer together, praise God, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we also might be glorified together with him. Thank you, Lord. The Lord received all the glory by obediently going to the cross, by the joy that was set before him. We have a joy that is set before us to win Christ. We know in that wonderful path that the Lord has before ordained for us, it will be a path of suffering. It will. It'll be a path of separation. It'll be a path of beyond our strength. But it will be a path, praise God, as the Spirit takes over in our life. We cry out because of the life of Christ in us. Father, thy will be done. And I thank God it's that life that cries that out. It's not Jesse. It's Christ in me. Father, thy will be done. And he'll do it because it is according to his purpose. It's according to his good pleasure. I thank the Lord it is just as ordained as that cross that was before my precious Savior. He is that faithful to us, brothers and sisters, because now we are the sons of God. So, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? The amazing part is we know this. That's amazing. You're not doubting this. You just know it. I thank God for the prayer this evening. Sister Lynn, I'm grateful to God. You're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You get it. We experience it. We believe it. And hallelujah, by the grace of God and understanding this and having the witness of the Holy Ghost and witnessing together with the Holy Ghost, we can honestly say we are it. Praise God. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. He wants us to have the same confidence as the Apostle Paul, that there is therefore now laid up for me a crown. I believe it. I believe, praise God, I will enter into those same sufferings, will be tested in like manner. But I thank God we also, because of the grace of God that is with us, we too love his appearing and will also receive that crown. Praise God. And I thank him for it with you. Praise his name. Now, we know this is all by the Holy Ghost. We know that he proposed to us. He brought the proposal at that well. And he did. It had to be that real. It has to be that intimate. Or you don't get it. You'll walk around the promise. You'll see it afar off, but you'll never experience the intimacy of really knowing it's yours. And that's the truth. You need to ask the Lord, if you're not at that place, Lord, let me take that faith. Let that faith blossom in my life. Quit having me analyze this and just get on the camel and go. Start to thank the Lord and praise God and quit thinking about me and all the circumstances and begin to praise him for the circumstances that are perfect for my life to be here hearing this truth. Praise the Lord. So this is all by and from the Holy Ghost. And yes, the Holy Ghost does take the Rebekahs and leads them one place to the husband. That's what he's doing. That's what this message does. Now go on over to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, I thank God. This has become, I believe, one of our favorite chapters. And let's let this encouragement, and it is, it's the same encouragement, just shown a different facet of the same diamond. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll begin reading chapter 4, verse 1. We've read this many times. I pray it rings in your heart so true. Now I say that the heir, and we know who the heir is, it's the child of God. And we know why, it's because The Father has given us that wonderful plan of God, the life of Christ in us, the Spirit that lives in us, and the Holy Ghost, which witness together this truth. And I love the thought, and I appreciate, and I've heard it again recently. See, as you go on in Paul's gospel, and I don't like to use the word assumption, but in some respects you have to in this regard. It's assumed that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. This is speaking to ones that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul's epistle speaks to those that have that capacity, because it wouldn't have the same effect. I'm not saying that someone that's just saved can't read the epistles. They should. They need to. But you'll never have the fullness of it without the Holy Ghost. And that's the truth. So here it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant. So we just read that because of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Christ in us, there's a witnessing together that rejoices that a child of God is an heir of God. Amen? So we know that if a child of God is not moving from the thought of a servant, we don't have that unction from the Holy Ghost ministering to our Spirit of Christ in us. Praise God, I'm an heir of God. And I thank the Lord for my Father. And I thank the Lord for that heirship that I received from my Father. But by the grace of God, I'm bringing him a double portion. Not only am I his son, by the grace of God, I'm going to be his daughter-in-law. Amen? Praise the Lord. My sister, my spouse. Those things aren't said just to be odd or come out of nowhere. It's part of the whole beautiful mystical plan of God. My sister, my spouse. Isn't that incredible? Think of Jesus saying that. My sister, my spouse, my sibling, but yet my spouse. Heirs and joint heirs. Isn't that glorious? Praise God. As a child of God, you got the heirship. Take them both. Amen. And rejoice in them. You talk about the portion we have with the Father and with the Son. It's beautiful. Enjoy it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's read on. That the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Because he's got to grow up. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Oh, yes. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Praise the Lord. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Isn't that glorious? So see, we're right there again, taking that encouragement in a different facet that we just read there in Romans. And I thank the Lord, Father, everything of that mighty redwood is in the microscopic seed. It's all there. That's what the Lord is telling us. That's what this Galatians first few verses of chapter 4 are assuring us. And in that seed that we have in Christ, the fullness of it there is there, that we be like him, in the measure and the stature and the fullness of him. Oh, we may not see it, but it's all there. You may not see that 300-foot redwood tree in that microscopic redwood seed, but it's all there. The DNA, the genetic material, everything is there. The ruling and reigning with Christ Jesus is right there in every child of God. That's the truth. But there has to be a witnessing. And who's going to witness that to us? The Holy Ghost. And it has to be in complete agreement. When there's sufficient witness, we witness together. When there's sufficient witness, that means the two are agreed. They're not at combat. You don't strive against the Spirit. You go with the Spirit. You take His leading. You don't question. You get on the camel because you don't know where you're going. But the Spirit does. Amen. And it's going to be new to you. And you're not going to know that way, but the Spirit does. And you're there to feed. You're there to hear. That's how we feed. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And I thank God He set us in a Philadelphia church company. That's what He has set us in. And I thank God for His evidence because it's in the Word of God, and that Word is in His saints of full glory. So we can see how intimate this is. We can see that the Trinity here is in complete agreement, and the unction from the Holy Ghost of who we are, praise God, the children born Lord of all and now fully grown and like Him in all things, awaiting soon for the glory that is within us to be revealed. Praise God. We're going to read those verses pretty soon in Romans 8. They're coming like in two verses. But that's the truth. We're just abiding and waiting. It's not going to be anything but that. That microscopic redwood seed is going to be that 300-foot mammoth tree. Praise God. By faith, believe it, saints, because that's as simple as it is. The lily does not toil. Praise God. That little Lord of all, and it's a Lord of all, that life is all there. All that child has to do is grow up into what it is, what's already there, what it has already inherited, what it already is purposed for. It's all appointed. We just believe by His grace. Now, turn on over to Revelation 22:17. This is just some delight of the faith that God has given us that we await for. You talk about the fellowship and the witnessing together that we have now with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, get it. And this should be your witnessing right now, because we call those things which be not as though they were, do we not? Oh, yes. And I'll tell you one thing, the things in the Word of God that I know that He has appointed to us and appointed for my life, I call that as though they were. And I'm saying it right now, hallelujah, and here we're saying it right now, Revelation 22:17. It says, and the Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Isn't that glorious? Are you ready to say that with the Holy Ghost? Are you ready to lead the events in heaven? I believe it. I believe it. We're called for that. We're chosen for that. Thanks be to God. Don't be shy about these things. That's not the boldness that you need. It's not arrogance. It's thankfulness to grace. It's confidence in the mercy of the Lord. It's confidence in the Scriptures. Praise be to God. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Have you not been visited? Let me tell you something. You've been visited from the Most High, from the power of the Holy Ghost. You've been revealed, praise God, the mystery of the ages that was given to the Apostle Paul for you. You have it. Amen. We're a thankful bunch, aren't we? So we see that we have this place of communion with the Holy Ghost. But we must have it now to have it then. This isn't something that just happens. You have it now. What you possess here is what you'll possess there. What you take here is what you'll take there. And I appreciate that. Even as a son that is going to heir that of the father, do you doubt that the father's going to give it to you if he loves you? Do you murmur about it and question? Or do you live your life expecting it's coming? You don't live, what can I do to get it? Or no, it's given. And it's just like with a wife coming to the marriage of a husband and all. What's mine is yours. You don't earn it. You did marry it, praise be to God. And you got it. And it just, it's so comforting to receive that grace. So see, it's the same fullness in faith now, brothers and sisters. It's just as real now as when we shall say it with the Holy Ghost then. Amen. And I think that the Lord is accomplishing that in our lives, is he not? I thank God when he draws us together, there's times, praise his name, where we're being ministered to by the Spirit, these things which are to come, but we understand that they're already done. The word of God is done. The manifestation of it might have not come forth yet, but it's done. Oh, yes, it is. That ain't going to stop. And I thank the Lord in faith. I'm standing right there with you in the midst of the throne of glory. And we're standing looking out, praise be to God, like it's happening right now, over that precious praise and glory and hearing the glory to our God, salvation to our God. Oh, how glorious that's going to be to have our bridegroom receive such praise and be there at his side to receive that with him. It best be going on right now. Praise his name. Now, here's what is so perfect in the order of this study is God is bringing forth the magnificences. And the magnificent of the magnificences is how quickly the Spirit reveals the reality of truth. You want this? Amen. You don't have to wait. You really don't have to wait. Believe. Jump in. Go get it. Thank the Lord. You can reign just like a Josiah at 8 years old. Get after it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. You're born for it. Enter into it. Take it. God's appointed you to it. But this is the truth of who we are in the Spirit. We are of the Spirit. We are children. We are completely like him. We are heirs because of the fullness of the Holy Ghost communion. You could never see that so clearly and magnificently without the Holy Ghost. You cannot. That witnessing has to happen. And it's because we are in the church age, we have that. Thank the Lord for it. Don't murmur about this age we live in. Don't get caught up with so many Christians, and even Christians that know the bridal truth. They're just murmuring about the world and how awful it is and how much sin there is and all. Yes, 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 yes. Get to rejoicing. Murmuring is murmuring. And murmuring, I will tell you right now, it misses the promise. And you do not want to be murmuring. You want to be rejoicing. You want to be thanking God he led you out into the wilderness. You better be thanking God, hallelujah, that he has you counting on him and making water from a rock flow and follow you. You better thank God that he feeds you with manna from heaven. Huh? Thank God for the clothes that you have that don't wear out. That's pretty special. 40 years and I got the same shoes. And they're not wearing out. Something's going on, God. We've been after this a while, and it's not wearing out. Something's going on, God. Huh? We can look at each other. We're still waiting. Haven't seen a lot of change, maybe. But we know. Amen. Just a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, your faith is going to be made sight. Happens every time to the ones that believe God. Every time. Without fail. Every single time. God's promises to them that received him came true. They received him. They walked right into him. Praise God. Now, That is how perfect this is. Because we are in the church age, we're in the age of the much the more, because we have a better thing, because as we just read here in Romans 8, 17, but moreover now, we stand as the joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. That wonderful Greek word, sunkluronimus, as husband and wife with our Lord. And the Holy Ghost has bared witness with the Spirit of Christ in you. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Yeah, I know that he loves me. I know that he's in love with me. I know by the grace of God I'm chosen of him. Praise the Lord. As we close tonight, let's go over to another place we find this word in Paul's epistles, Ephesians chapter 3. In Ephesians chapter 3, let's read verses 5 and 6. Well, we'll read it from 4. Paul says, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now we know that Paul, again, is saying you understand this mystery when you read, when you hear. And it's because of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And he says here that you'll understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Amen. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets, and here it is, by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So see, it can't happen without it. And here it is, that the Gentiles, and once again, as we understand this, even if you have a Schofield Bible, I appreciate Brother Schofield. Some of the notes that God had revealed in his heart that he wrote down are so beautiful and so perfectly said. And if you'll look at the very first note that he talks about when it says Gentiles down there, that the Gentiles were to be saved was no mystery. So this wasn't about salvation to the Gentiles. The mystery wasn't about salvation. Our precious brother saw it. But step on over to what it was for. Sunkluronimus. Joint heirs together as husband and wife. You can be so learned and smart and brilliant, but yet without faith, you won't take it. Because my smart and brilliance will stop at God's overwhelming too much. You start thinking with your head, you'll just say, "He, that can't be." You have the mind of Christ, all things are possible. Have the mind of Christ, he's well able to do it. You have the mind of Christ, he will do it. He'll perform the good work which he has begun in me. Hallelujah, we're convinced. That's the thing we know. That's the thing we hope for in abounding hope by the Holy Ghost. So it says there, whereby when you read my understand when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, and we know this isn't about salvation, should be fellow heirs. We have the same word, sunkluronimus, as joint heirs that we find in Romans 8, 17. So that the Gentiles, or ones that are saved, these Gentiles, that it's not about salvation, but should be as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Yes, of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. That's a glorious thing. It's a matter of fact, full glory. the joint heirs, winning of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Going over to Colossians 1:27, you can just continue to bounce back and forth in these glories of the same affirmation that is given by the Holy Ghost into our hearts. And we'll read from verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages, we just read that, didn't we? And from the generations, but now is made manifest to who? Saints. Amen. Saved ones. That the Gentiles should now be fellow heirs. Saying the same thing. This wasn't for the world. This wasn't for the sinner. This was for saved ones. This was for the more. This was this mystery that was hidden from the sons of men. That now there was going to be more because this is the age for it. You get it? Praise God. To whom God, so now this is us right here. These saints that now get this. To whom God would make known, boy, he has, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery in the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we know that the riches of that glory isn't salvation for the Gentiles because that's nothing new. This is the full glory of the sunc hieronymus glory. Joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, which also has what with it? Suffering, which has what with it? Glorified together with him. Christ in you, the hope of glory, glorified together with him, exalted to the same glory is what glorified together with him means. There it is. That's the mystery, that that same glory would be manifest in us. That's called grace in the hypersuio, magnificent hyper grace that never ends. And I thank God this is what we have. So brothers and sisters, this is the mother lode, isn't it? Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. It is so wonderful. And I think about how quickly this has come from these magnificences. 17 verses. You got it all in 17 verses. He's not messing around. That's why we love Romans chapter 8. It's go get it. Don't delay. I've laid it down. You're of the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit. You're my son. You're an heir. And you know what? You're a joint heir. This is what you have. This is the life that I put in you. Don't doubt it. We have come into the midst of the throne glory in 17 verses, jointly reigning, glorified together. It comes that fast in what? In believing. And it's that far away with unbelief. It'll be something you'll walk around forever and never enter in. In a moment of time, you can hear it at the well and be gone before morning. I love that. In a moment of time, you can hear it at the well and you're gone before morning. I've seen it happen in here with different ones. I've seen ones come in these last years. God's not messing around. It's not that they weren't messing around. God's not messing around. He knows who are his. And I'll tell you what, when they just take it and go, there couldn't be anything more pleasing to him. I believe that was very similar to a faith of a man that said, you know, you're a busy man, Lord. You don't need to come to my house. You just speak it and it's so. That's the faith I'm looking for. It met the need of that brother, didn't it? Well, you know what meets the need of you? Winning God's best. That's the need that he set out before you. Listen to the word be spoken in your life because it's being written right now in you. And that's the written word that's going on in us right now. And that's why we're epistles read of men. It's here. It's here, but it's here. And all of the manifestation of that is coming forth in our lives. Believe it. Walk in the wonder of his love. But it can come that fast. You can go before the king and in a moment of time, you can hear him tell you, it's all yours. And you weren't looking for it. You were looking for something else. But it didn't matter because it was grace's choice. You gotta get it. It's that powerful. It brought you here tonight. Your grace's choice. There's no other explanation. Because you couldn't have figured it out. You weren't seeking it. You happed upon it. Because that heat-seeking, passionate message called you to that well. You didn't know why you were going there. But grace did. Grace knew you would take it. 17 verses. And how appropriate. The number 17 is victory.
Hallelujah!
It's victory.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Let's stand and pray.